It's good to be with you.
很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
I understand a number of you were camping.
我知道我们当中有一些人昨天晚上去露营了。
I hope you're all nice and rested.
我希望你们都休息得很好。
The title of the sermon this morning is Not Perfect Yet.
我们今天早上的讲道题目是尚未完全。
So this is a message for every one of us.
所以这是给我们每一个人的信息。
If I were to ask this morning for all the perfect people to stand up, how many do you think would be standing?
如果我今天请所有完全的人站起来，你想我们当中会有多少人站起来？
I am quite sure that none of us would be that bold.
我很相信我们当中没有一个人那么大胆。
The Apostle Paul was a recovering perfectionist.
使徒保罗他是一个完美主义者。
He wanted to do the right thing.
他想要做对的事情。
He studied the law.
他研读神的律法。
He memorized the scripture.
他背读神的话语。
He really, really wanted to follow the rules.
他真的是很想要来跟随神的法则。
Paul had all the credentials.
保罗他有所有的证书。
And we have read these verses already this morning.
我们刚刚已经读了这样的经文。
He lists his accomplishments.
I'm sorry. Can you
read
this?
He lists his accomplishments.
他列出了他所有的成就。
That's not in the script. If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, Paul says, I have more.
这里说，如果有人想他可以夸口，我更可以靠着肉体夸口。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
我第八天受割礼。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
我是以色列族的便雅悯支派的人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
In the law of Pharisee.
就律法说，我是法利赛人。
As for zeal persecuting the church.
就热心说，我是逼迫教会的。
As for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
就律法上的义说，我是无可指责的。
Saul the persecutor,
保罗他是一个逼迫教会的人。
Before he came to Christ, was one righteous guy.
他在还没有认识基督以前，他认为他自己是一个正直义人。
Paul the apostle, after his encounter with Christ,
使徒保罗在他认识耶稣基督之后。
Had come to realize that just following the rules was not the most important thing in life.
他了解到遵从律法不是他生命中最重要的事。
The most important thing in all of life for Paul the apostle,
在保罗生命当中最重要的一件事情
was to have a personal, growing, and practical relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
是能够借着耶稣基督在神里面有一个成长的实际的关系。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
在腓立比书三章十二节到十四节
This morning's text
这个是我们今天早上要讲的经文
Paul comes to us with words of encouragement and purpose and mission
保罗带着鼓励有意义的还有有使命的话来到我们当中
This sermon is for anyone who falls short of perfection
今天早上这个信息是给所有不完全的人
And there is good news that even as we face our imperfection
有一个好消息就是即使我们面对我们的不完全
We can live in relationship with God through Jesus Christ, by His Spirit, and with His help and strength.
我们仍然能够借着耶稣基督，透过他的灵跟他的帮助，我们可以跟神有一个好的关系。
In verse 17 of this chapter, Paul says, "Follow my example."
在这一章的第十七节，保罗这样说：“你们要效法我的榜样。”
So let's look at Paul's example.
所以让我们来看保罗的榜样。
And look at what this passage teaches us about the Christian life.
那我们来学习今天这段经文怎样教导我们过一个基督徒的生活。
The first thing this passage can teach you.
今天这段经文可以教导我们的第一件事情是。
And I'd encourage you to keep your scripture passage in front of you. I will be referring to the scripture.
然后我鼓励你把经文摆在你的面前，所以我们可以一边来看，一边来学习今天所要教导我们的事情。
The first thing this passage can teach us is that we need to face your imperfection.
今天这段信息可以教导我们的第一个就是我们要面对我们的不完全
Not one of us is perfect
我们当中没有一个人是完美的
Paul clearly confesses his imperfection
保罗他也承认他自己的不完全
In verse 12 Paul writes Not that I have already obtained all this
在第十二节保罗这样说这不是说我已经得着了
or have already been made perfect
已经完全了
Paul had lofty goals and expectations.
保罗他自己有很崇高的一些计划跟希望。
But here he freely admits he just doesn't measure up.
但是他很坦白的承认他达不到。
He is far short of perfection.
他离那个完美还很远。
Have you ever felt that way?
你是不是有这样的感觉呢？
Like every day?
好像每天都这样子觉得。
And so we have Paul the imperfect apostle.
所以今天我们看到这个不完美的使徒保罗。
Speaking to us, a room full of imperfect Christians.
对我们这一屋子都是不完美的基督徒在讲话。
And the news is good.
这个是一个好消息。
And the challenge is before us.
但是在我面前还是有挑战的。
Paul says, I have not obtained all this.
保罗说，我不是已经得着了。
This is a key word in our scripture this morning.
在英文里面，这一句话里面有一个这一些的这。
This pronoun, this, in verse 12, has an antecedent.
这一个字在英文里面的这句话，它是一个代名词，在它前面有一个先行词。
What is this that Paul refers to?
保罗指的这个这是什么呢？
What is Paul seeking?
保罗是在寻求什么呢？
What is Paul's deepest desire?
保罗他这里最深的渴望是什么呢？
Look at chapter 3 verse 8.
让我们来看第三章的第八节。
Paul says he wants to gain Christ.
保罗说他想要得着基督。
He wants to be found in Christ.
他想要得以在他里面。
Paul wants an inner righteousness.
保罗想要得到里面的义。
A genuine change that comes through faith in Christ.
是一个真正的改变，透过在耶稣基督里面的信。
He wants to know Christ and the power of His resurrection.
他想要认识耶稣基督和他复活的大能。
He wants to attain the resurrection from the dead.
他也希望自己能够得以从死里复活。
And Paul is saying, I have not obtained all this.
而保罗说，我还没有完全得到这一些。
I have received God's grace, but I have so much more to receive from Him.
我已经得着神的恩典了，但是从神那边还有更多我可以得的。
Then Paul says, I have not yet been made perfect.
而保罗说，我也还没有完全。
Just like you and me and us.
就像你跟我，我们一样。
There was a time in Paul's life when he considered himself unashamedly, perfectly righteous.
曾经在保罗的生命里面，他有一段时间，他认为自己，他很厚颜的认为他自己无可指责。
And it was this record of adherence to the laws of God.
是因为他有这样的一个严守神律法的记录。
That was the basis for his relationship with God.
而这个是他跟神建立关系的一个基础。
But Paul came to realize that futile attempts for personal perfection.
但是保罗后来他认识到说，他这样子想要努力成为一个个人的完全是没有用的。
This was not the way to peace with God.
这个不是他跟神有和好关系的一个基础跟方法。
Because we never arrive at personal perfection.
因为我们没有一个人可以达到个人的完全。
And so we face the reality this morning that not one of us is perfect.
所以今天早上他面对一个事实，就是没有一个人是完全的。
But there are so many, too many Christians facing this reality.
而有很多，其实是太多的基督徒也面对这样的一个事实。
Knowing that they are far from perfect.
知道自己离完全还很遥远。
And there is a kind of bland acceptance of the status quo.
好像我们都很无奈的要接受这样的一个现状。
I guess that's just the way it is.
我想就是这样子了。
The message this morning is not primarily that you are less than perfect.
但是今天早上的信息主要不是在讲说你不完全。
You don't really need that sermon.
你不需要听这样的讲道。
That sermon is before you every day.
这样的道理每天都在你的面前。
The message is even though you are imperfect and unable to perfect yourself, how should you live?
今天早上的信息是要说，即使你是不完全，你也不能使自己完全，那你应该怎么生活呢？
Because you are imperfect, you live a weak, defeated life?
因为你不完全，所以你就要活在一个挫败的生活里吗？
Or is it possible by God's grace?
或是有可能借着神的恩典，
In the power of the Holy Spirit to live a focused, faith-filled, positive, yes, even victorious Christian life.
借着圣灵的能力和帮助，我们可以活得一个正面的、积极的，甚至是得胜的基督徒生活。
As new creatures in Christ Jesus, we are not impoverished refugees struggling for every breath of life.
当一个人在基督里是一个新造的人的时候，他并不是一个穷困的难民，每天在为着生存而挣扎着。
We have the resources of the eternal God and the risen Christ.
我们有永恒的神和复活的基督当我们的资源。
The Apostle Paul has some advice and instruction for those of us.
保罗他今天对我们有一些忠告和建议。
We face the reality every day that we are less than perfect.
我们每一天都面对这样一个事实，就是我们不完全。
I haven't obtained all this, Paul says.
保罗他说我还没有得着这一切。
I haven't taken hold of all that God has for me.
我还没有得着所有神预备要给我的。
He is not finished with me yet.
神在我身上的工作还没结束。
It is important to understand.
很重要，我们要认识一点。
In Christ, you are not perfect.
在基督里，你尚未完全。
But you are perfectly loved.
但你却是完全的被爱。
And perfectly fully enabled.
你也完全的被赋予能力。
I'm going to say that again.
我要再说一次。
In Christ, you are not perfect.
在基督里，你还未完全。
But you are perfectly loved.
但是你是完全的被爱。
And perfectly fully enabled.
你是完全的被赋予能力的。
So again, not one of us is perfect.
所以再次，我们每一个人没有一个是完全的。
And there are times when personal faults, failures, and fears.
可能多时候我们犯错，我们有恐惧。
Bring us to discouragement.
让我们很丧志。
But I'll let you in on a little secret.
但是我要告诉你一个秘密。
God Almighty.
全能的神。
Maker of heaven and earth.
他是天地的创造主。
He knows you're imperfect.
他知道你不完全。
He knows all about your failure.
他知道我们所有的失败。
He knows all about your fears.
他知道我们所有的惧怕。
He knows absolutely everything about you.
他知道你的每一件事情。
And even knowing everything about you, he loves you perfectly.
即使他知道所有关于你的事情，他仍然完全的爱着你。
And this is no secret.
这不是一个秘密。
It is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督福音的好消息。
That God loves you with a perfect love that casts out fear.
神用完全的爱爱你，以致这个爱可以除去一切的恐惧。
And there's nothing you can do to make God love you more.
你不能做什么事情让神爱你更多。
And there's nothing you can do to make God love you less.
你也不能做什么事情让神爱你更少。
You are perfectly loved.
你是完全的被爱。
And this is not an infomercial.
这不是一个商业广告。
But wait, there's more.
但是等等，后面还有更多的。
God loves you so much that He perfectly, fully enables you to live for Him.
神这样的爱你，以致他给你很足够的能力来为他而活。
He doesn't leave you powerless.
他并没有让你完全没有能力。
In 2 Peter 1:3, there is a promise to claim.
在彼得后书第一章三节里面有一个应许。
His divine power has given us everything we need.
神的神能已将一切关乎。
For life and godliness.
生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
It's through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
皆因我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Everything we need.
我们所需要的一切。
I'm only human, people say.
大家可能会说我只是人，我只是个人。
So I guess I just accept it.
所以我想我就只能接受这样子了。
I guess failure is just part of the Christian life.
我想失败就是我们基督徒生活的一部分。
And Paul says, no way am I going to live that way.
但是保罗就说我绝对不活，不是这样子生活的。
I'm not perfect.
我不完美。
But I am pressing forward.
但是我却要勇往直前。
My eyes are on the goal.
我的眼睛是在一个目标上。
And the prize is before me.
因为有一个奖赏在我的面前。
So Paul the Apostle confesses his imperfection.
所以使徒保罗他承认他自己的不完全。
And by his example, he brings us instruction in how to live as followers of Christ.
借着他自己的榜样，他教导我们怎么样活出一个跟随基督耶稣的人的一个样式。
Paul says, there's one thing I do.
保罗说，我只有一件事情。
Then he goes on to say two things.
然后他接着说了两件事。
Forgetting what is behind.
就是忘记背后。
And straining toward what is ahead.
努力面前。
Forget what is behind.
忘记背后。
How can we forget what is behind?
我们怎么能够忘记背后的事呢?
How can we erase past memories?
我们怎么可以删除过去的记忆呢?
The Bible does instruct us to remember.
圣经事实上是教导我们要纪念。
Every time we partake of communion, we are instructed, remember the words of our Lord.
每一次我们守圣餐的时候，我们都被教导我们要记住神的话语。
This do in remembrance of me.
如此行是为了纪念我。
Ephesians 2:12 says,
以弗所书二章一到二节这样说。
Remember at that time you are separate from Christ.
当纪念那时，你们与基督无关。
Excluded from citizenship in Israel.
在以色列国民以外。
And foreigners to the covenant of promise.
在所应许的道之上是局外人。
Without hope and without God in the world.
并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember where you came from.
记得你是从哪里来的。
And don't go back there.
但是不要再回到过去那个地方了。
In John 15:20, Jesus said,
约翰福音十五章二十节,
Remember what I told you.
耶稣说，你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。
A servant is not greater than his master.
仆人不能大于主人。
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
In John 16:4,
在约翰福音16章4节，
John writes to the early Christians.
约翰写给早期的基督徒。
I've told you this so that when the false teachers come,
我将这些事情告诉你们。
You will remember that I warned you about them.
是叫你们到了时候就可以想起我对你们说过的。
We need to remember these lessons learned.
我们要记得我们所学过的功课。
For these lessons are not really in the past, they are present possessions.
因为这些功课并不是只是过去的功课，而是让我们现在可以使用的。
You have these lessons for present use.
你所学的功课是要帮助你现在来用的。
They are God's gift to you.
这是神给我们的礼物。
So we need to remember.
所以我们要记得。
But Paul still says, forgetting what is behind, forgetting the past.
但是保罗仍然说，忘记背后，忘记过去的事情。
And you say, so you say, I can't forget the past.
所以你说，我忘不了过去的事。
It is too painful.
太痛苦了。
The regrets are too strong.
那个后悔太大了。
How can I forget the past?
我怎么可以忘记过去的事呢？
Well, we're not speaking here of spiritual lobotomy.
我们这里并不是在说属灵上面把脑叶切断这样的手术。
Your memories will always be there.
你的记忆永远都会在那里的。
The regrets and the pain of the past will always be areas of tenderness and sensitivity in your life.
过去那个后悔所带来的痛苦，永远都是你生活里面的、生命里面一部分的痛跟一个敏感的地方。
And all of this heartache and past failure and hurts of life.
过去的那些伤害以及那些失败。
The hurts of life will either make you hard and bitter or tender and compassionate by the grace of God.
这些伤害有可能让你变成一个更刚硬、苦毒的人，或是借着神的恩典，你可以成为一个更温和、更有怜悯的人。
But memories can't really be erased.
但是我们的记忆是不可能被磨灭的。
And Satan knows all about this.
而撒旦知道这一切。
And he will use your past against you any way he can.
他会用你的过去。
He will beat you up with shame and guilt.
用各样的方法来击打你。
The good news this morning is that the way of Christ is not the way of shame and guilt.
今天早上的好消息是说，基督的道路并不是一个罪恶跟羞耻的道路。
Pastor Ron preached a great sermon this past week.
Ron 牧师他在过去一个礼拜讲了一个道。
And the title was "Guilt is not from God."
题目是罪疚不是从神而来的。
And the good news is that a loving, personal God loves you just the way you are.
他说，慈爱的神，他是照着你的本相来爱你的。
You don't have to earn God's love.
你不需要赚取神的爱。
It is just the way He is.
因为神他就是这样子。
God doesn't love you.
神不是因为。
He is love.
神不是因为爱你而爱你，是他就是爱。
So if you are plagued with guilt and shame,
所以如果你心中有那个罪疚还有羞辱感觉
It is a tool of the devil and doesn't come from God.
那是撒旦用的工具不是从神而来的
New life in Christ is the way of grace and forgiveness and transformation.
在神里面的新生命是带着恩典带着改变带着更新的
So if you are plagued with guilt
所以如果你还有那种罪恶的感觉
and cannot shake the shame of past regrets
你不能甩去过去的那一些羞辱
Cast it behind you into the sea of God's great grace.
你应该把它丢在你的背后那个神大的恩典的海中。
And then follow Him in obedience.
然后用顺服的心来跟随神。
Pilgrim's Progress.
天路历程。
The John Bunyan classic of 1678 is an allegory of a pilgrim.
是约翰本人在1678年所写的一个经典之作。
A pilgrim by the name of Christian on a journey from the city of destruction to his celestial home.
他讲到一个人叫做基督徒，他从一个毁灭之城要到他的天家的一个旅程。
As Christian began his journey, he carried on his back a large, heavy pack.
当这个基督徒要开始他的旅程的时候，他带着一个很大很重的背包背在他的后面。
The heavy burden made his journey slow and tedious and discouraging.
这个沉重的包袱让他整个的行程是很慢又很沉闷。
Christian came upon a hill and began to climb.
这个基督徒来到了一个山要爬。
And the burden weighed him down.
这一个后面的包袱让他重得喘不过气来。
As he labored his way up the hill, he looked and saw a cross at the top of the hill.
当他很辛苦地爬上那个山的时候，他看到山顶上面有一个十字架。
And as Christian watched,
and 当这个基督徒看着那个十字架，
the heavy burden came off his back.
那个很重的重担就从他的后面掉下来了。
And went tumbling down the hill and fell into the tomb.
那个重担一直滚滚滚滚到山脚下的一个坟墓里。
And Christian said, "I saw it no more."
那个基督徒说，哇，我再也看不见了。
Forget the past.
忘记背后。
Your sins are gone.
你的罪已经除去了。
Covered by the blood.
是被基督的宝血所遮盖。
Separated from us as far as the east is from the west.
你的罪已经跟你分开，如同东到西那么远了。
So guilt is not from God.
所以罪疚不是从神而来的。
You don't have to carry your heavy burden of sin and guilt and shame.
你不需要带着你的重担，那些重担装着你过去的罪跟悔恨跟羞辱。
Those of you who have school-aged children.
如果我们当中有那些在学校读书年纪的孩子。
It's like your kids coming home with their backpack full of books.
就好像你的孩子从学校回来背着很重的书包。
Have you seen these kids?
你有没有看到这些孩子？
There's about 85 pounds of books in the back.
大概85磅重的书包。
And they come through the door,
然后他们穿过家门,
back from school,
从学校回来,
and they shrug their shoulders,
然后他们耸耸肩,
and the pack falls on the floor with a thud.
然后书包就嘣的一声掉到地上了。
That's what we can do.
那就是我们可以做的。
We can shrug our shoulders,
我们可以耸耸我们的肩,
throw off the burden,
把那个重担就这样子甩下去
了。 And watch it tumble into the tomb and never have to carry it again.
我们就看着那个重担滚到那个坟墓里面去，我们永远都不需要再看见它了。
Guilt is not from God.
罪疚不是从神来的。
Or you may even find yourself looking behind at your old life.
也有可能你是常常回头去看那一些过去的生活。
Thinking about the temporary benefits of being your own God.
想着过去那日子你自己当自己的主人可以得到的那些意义。
Christ was not in your life.
基督没有在你的生命里。
Doing what you want to do.
你做你想要做的。
And you forget the downside of living without God's help, strength, and guidance.
你忘记了没有神的生活里面，没有神的帮助，没有神的引导的生活里所带来的一些问题。
During my seminary days, I was rather intensively involved in prison ministry.
我在神学院的日子，我很积极地参与一个监狱的事工。
The work involved housing and counseling for those just released from prison.
那个事工包括要提供住房，或是去辅导那些从监狱里面刚被释放的人。
And there would be times when these men would look back on their prison experience and begin to tell stories of their life in prison.
他们回想他们在监狱里面的生活，然后开始讲他们在监狱里面过的日子的故事。
And they had a nostalgic tone.
他们有这样一个怀旧的语调。
As if they enjoyed their time in Leavenworth and Lansing penitentiaries.
听起来好像他们还很享受，很怀念那些在监狱里的时光。
It is not surprising that many.
然后。不足为奇的。
In fact, the majority of these men were soon back in prison.
你看到这些人，有很多，甚至大部分人都很快又回到监狱里去了。
There will be times when Satan distorts and clouds your perception.
很多时候，撒旦他扭曲我们对事情的感受跟看法。
Of the spiritual prison that you were in.
就好像这些囚犯他们的看法感受一样。
Forget that past.
我们应该要忘记背后。
You don't live there anymore.
你并不再活在那个时候了。
And you don't want to go back there.
你也不想要再回到那个地方了。
Forgetting what is behind.
忘记背后。
There's a danger for some of us who are older Christians as well.
对一些老基督徒，我们是面对一个危险的。
Like the prisoners to focus on the past.
就好像那些囚犯，他们常常去关注他们过去的事情。
We love to remember the good old days.
我们喜欢去回想我们当年光辉的日子。
It was years ago I was sharing with, in fellowship with some of the old faithful saints of a great Nazarene church in Toronto, Canada.
很多年以前，我曾经在加拿大多伦多的一个拿撒勒人教会的聚会里跟一些老圣徒分享。
St. Clair Church of the Nazarene was born in the spirit of revival.
St. Clair 那一个拿撒勒人教会是在一个属灵复兴的时间诞生的。
Back in the 1920s,
在1920年的时候
we used to preach on the street corners, they were saying.
那些人说我们常常到街道上面去布道。
We used to have all-night prayer meetings, they were saying.
他们说我们常常有通宵的祷告。
We used to really praise the Lord in our services.
我们常常在敬拜里面真正感觉到我们敬拜神。
And the nostalgia was so thick you could cut it with a knife.
那种怀旧之情的感觉那么厚，好像你可以拿刀去切它一样。
And I, being an impudent, idealistic, 30-ish type preacher, was shaking my head.
我那时候是一个粗鲁无礼而且有理想主义的三十多出头的年轻传道人。
Finally, I couldn't help myself and blurted out, "When did you stop doing these things?"
我听他们这样讲，就摇着头。到最后，我忍不住了，我就说：“那你们什么时候不再这样做呢？”
They were living in the good old days.
他们都只活在过去那种光辉的日子。
My good old days were the 60s and 70s.
我的光辉的日子是在60年代跟70年代。
The Jesus movement.
那时候是有耶稣运动。
And we were out in the streets, in the bars, in the hospitals, in the tenement buildings, sharing Jesus Christ.
我们常常去街上、去公寓、去酒吧、去医院，去分享耶稣基督的福音。
And Satan would be more than happy for me to. Would be more than happy for me to live in those past glory days.
撒旦会比我们更高兴看到我们一直活在我们过去光辉的日子当中。
You see, Satan need not draw you into deep sin to fulfill his purpose.
你想，撒旦不需要把你拉到一个很深的罪恶里面来达到他的目的。
There are times when he can render us harmless because he keeps our attention on the past glory days.
他只要把我们的注意力一直放在过去光辉的日子，他就可以把我们变成对他。一点都没有害处的人了。
Forget that. Push on to what is ahead.
我们应该忘记过去的那一切，努力面前。
Don't let Satan seduce you with the past glory days.
不要让撒旦用过去的光辉日子来引诱你。
Or entice you with the past temporary pleasures of a self-centered life.
或是用过去那自我中心所带来一些愉快的经验来诱惑你。
And don't let Satan persecute you with past sin and regrets.
也不要让撒旦用过去的后悔跟罪来逼迫你。
Press on, go forward.
我们要努力面前，勇往直前。
Paul says, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus."
保罗说：“我向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。”
Paul had a laser sharp focus.
保罗他有一个像雷射那么尖锐的一个专注。
His focus was on the prize.
他的注意力都在那个奖赏上面。
He knew what was most important.
他知道最重要的是什么。
So Paul came to face his imperfection.
所以保罗他承认他是不完全的。
And he calls us to forget the past.
然后他也叫我们要忘记背后。
And he instructs us to strive forward to what is ahead.
他教导我们要努力面前。
This message this morning is not as much about where you have been.
今天早上这个信息并不是在讲到说你曾经在哪里。
It's more about where you're going.
最主要是你将要去哪里。
Paul says, as far as his focus is concerned,
保罗说他所关心的
he is forgetting what is behind,
就是忘记背后
because his total focus is on striving forward to what is ahead.
因为他的专注都在前面有一个奖赏上面。
The picture here is out of a race in which the runner is looking ahead toward the finish line.
这里保罗给我们一个图画，就是有一个跑步的参赛者，他一直往前盯着那个前面终点线。
And there may have been a race in the past where this runner fell and failed.
在这场比赛里面的这一些参赛者，他们在过去可能在比赛当中也曾经跌倒，曾经失败过。
But as he runs this race,
但是当他们这次参加这个比赛时
，he's forgotten all about the failure because he's striving and pressing on toward the goal to win the prize.
他事实上是已经完全忘记他过去的失败，而是面对的前面他要得的一个奖赏。
He's not thinking about the past.
他并不再去思想过去的事了。
He was striving to the finish line.
他是要努力向前去达到那个终点线。
What are you striving for?
你正在努力想要得到什么呢？
What are you moving toward?
你往前是想要寻求什么呢？
We need to be moving forward.
我们需要往前。
In Isaiah 40:31, we read the promise: "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength; they shall mount up with wings as eagles."
以赛亚书四十章三十一节这样说：“但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。”
If we are to mount up with wings as eagles, spiritually speaking, we must be moving forward.
如果我们能够如鹰展翅上腾，从属灵上来讲，我们是一定往前的。
Did you ever see an eagle fly backwards?
你有没有看过老鹰倒着飞呢？
They have to be moving forward, right?
他们一定是往前飞的。
I'm not good at physics, but I know that much.
我对物理并不是很好，但是我知道这个情形的。
The wind needs to go over the wings to lift him up.
所以当风吹着他们翅膀，他们老鹰是一定往前飞的。
We need to be moving forward.
我们必须要往前进。
How do we move ahead?
而我们如何向前呢？
One step at a time.
一步一次。
For no matter how much you failed or how many steps backward you've taken,
不管我们失败多少次，或是我们退后了多少步。
You can still make a decision right now to take the next step forward.
你仍然可以做一个决定，就是要往前一步。
God speaks to us.
神对我们讲话。
He speaks to us in the Bible.
他透过圣经跟我们说话。
God speaks to us by His Spirit in us.
神也透过他在我们里面的灵向我们说话。
God speaks to us in the example of other Christians.
神借着其他基督徒的榜样向我们说话。
God speaks to us in the advice, guidance, and wisdom of those who are mature in Christ.
神也借着那些在基督里比较成熟的人，他们的建议、他们的忠告、他们的教导来对我们说话。
What is the next step of obedience that you need to take?
所以你下一步顺服的步骤是什么呢？
There may be that habit you need to step away from.
可能就是那一个习惯你要改变了。
God may speak to you and say, you know, you need to be more careful what you watch on television.
神可能对你说，你要小心了，你电视看太多了。
Maybe it's been weeks or months, even years, since you have talked to someone about your faith.
可能已经有数周或是数个月或是数年，你已经没有对人说过你自己信主的经历了。
Maybe you need to trust God fully with your finances.
可能你要在金钱上完全的信靠神。
And bring the tithe into the storehouse.
然后把十一奉献带到神的仓房来。
Maybe there's someone you need to forgive.
可能是有一个人你需要去原谅他。
And they don't deserve it, maybe.
虽然那个人并不配得你的原谅。
But you need to forgive.
但是你需要去饶恕。
Or an apology needs to be made.
或是你需要去讲一个道歉的话。
Nothing is tougher than making an apology.
讲对人道歉并讲对人抱歉是最困难的事了。
And in one way, it's terrible.
很多时候是很可怕的。
But it feels so good.
但是当你做了，你会感觉很好的。
As God speaks, our response needs to be faithful obedience.
当神对我们说话的时候，我们的反应应该是要忠实，
The next step of obedience.
下一个顺服的步骤是我们应该要采取的。
There's a great hymn of the church that could be our prayer this morning.
有一首诗歌可能可以成我们今天的一个祷告。
Search me, O God.
神啊，求你鉴察我。
And know my heart today.
知道我的心思。
Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray.
我祷告主试验我的意念
See if there be some wicked way in me
看在我里面有什么恶行没有
And cleanse me from every sin and make me free
解除我的罪并使我得自由
If you pray that prayer and listen closely for the voice of God
如果你做这样一个祷告并且仔细地去聆听神的声音
He will speak
他会说话的
Most likely in that still small voice
可能那个声音是很微小的
And your next step of obedience will be clear
但是当你听到以后，你就很清楚你下一个顺服的步骤应该是什么了。
Forgetting the past and straining ahead in obedience to the voice of God.
忘记背后，努力面前，并且顺服的遵从神的声音。
Paul says, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus."
保罗说：“我向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。”
Paul understood that he was on a journey.
保罗知道他只是在一个旅程当中。
He knew he was not perfect yet.
他知道他还没有完全。
But he knew where he was going.
但是他知道他要去哪里。
You see, Paul knew, and the Bible teaches us.
你知道保罗他所知道的，也是圣经所教导我们的。
That there's more than this life.
就是今生之后还有更多的。
Eternity is real.
永恒是真的。
Heaven is real.
天堂是真实的。
Most all of us have a GPS in our car.
我们大部分在车上都有卫星导航系统。
I don't think they make new cars anymore unless they have a GPS built in.
我想今天的厂商已经不再制造没有卫星导航系统装置在里面的车子了。
On our GPS, there is a go home button.
在我们的卫星导航系统里面有一个回家的按钮。
And as we go on a trip, before we come back, we punch the go home button.
当我们去一个旅游而要回家之前，我们都会去按那个回家的按钮。
And the GPS chooses the route, and we follow the directions.
卫星导航系统就会找了一个路线，那我们就跟着那个路线就可以回家了。
It always feels kind of good to press the go home button.
每次按那个回家的按钮，感觉都是很好的。
Because we're going back where we belong.
因为我们要回去到我们所属的地方。
The Apostle Paul had a spiritual GPS.
使徒保罗他有一个属灵的卫星导航系统。
He had pressed the go home button.
他已经按了那个回家的按钮。
He is more than ready to arrive at his eternal home.
他完全预备妥当要回到他的天家。
Earlier in this letter to the Philippian Christians, Paul says, "For me to live is Christ; to die is gain."
在他腓立比书之前的第一章里面这样子说，我活着就是基督。
I am torn between the two.
我死了就有益处，我被分为两边，我正在两难之间。
I desire to depart to be with Christ, which is better by far.
我情愿与世离世，与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
The Apostle Paul was homesick for his eternal home.
使徒保罗其实是非常想念要回天家的。
We need to remember that this world is not our eternal home.
我们要记得这个世界不是我们的家。
We're just passing through.
我们只是经过而已。
I saw a prison documentary a number of years ago.
我在几年以前看到一个监狱的纪录片。
And the reporters were interviewing some of the inmates in their cells.
有记者去监狱里面访问一些囚犯。
One of the men interviewed invited the reporters into his cell.
有一个被访问的囚犯邀请那个记者到他的牢房里。
He said, "Have a seat. Is there anything I can get you?"
他跟那个记者说，请坐，我可以给你什么东西吃吗？
Some water, a snack.
我有水，我有点心。
Then I have orange soda, he says.
他说我也有橘子汽水。
And he was most hospitable.
他很好客。
He had made himself at home.
这个囚犯把自己的囚房弄得很舒适，像家里一样。
Another inmate, in stark contrast, had very little in his cell.
另外有一个囚犯呢，跟他是一个鲜明的对照，他在他的囚房里面有很少的东西。
A small writing desk.
一个小小的写字桌。
A small duffel bag with his meager possessions.
一个小小的旅行袋装着他自己一些简陋的东西。
A bed and a couple pictures.
一张床，还有几张照片。
When asked how life was in his present prison.
当这个囚犯被问及他在监狱里面生活的情形怎样时。
He answered that he decided not to settle into prison life.
他回答说，我并没有想要在这个监狱里面安顿下来。
He was totally focused on getting out and being reunited with his family.
他是完全专注在他有一天能够离开这个监狱，跟他的家人团圆。
He knew that was not his home.
他知道监狱不是他的家。
Paul understood that this world is not his home.
保罗他知道这个世界不是他的家。
And it sets an example for us to sharpen our focus upon what is eternal and forever.
而他设了一个榜样给我们，让我们能够磨尖我们自己的专注在永恒的事上面。
More than on those things that are here today and they're gone tomorrow.
而不是在那些今天在明天就不在的事物上面。
He understood that heaven is real.
他明白到天堂是真的。
And Paul longed for heaven.
保罗他期望能够去到天堂。
So what can you bring home with you from God's word this morning?
所以今天早上透过神的话语，你可以带着什么回家呢？
The most important thing of all.
最重要的一件事情。
If you don't remember anything else.
如果今天早上所说的你都不记得了。
Is that first.
第一件你只要记得的。
You are not perfect.
你并不完全。
But you are perfectly loved.
但是你是完全的被爱。
And perfectly fully enabled.
完全被赋予能力。
You are not perfect.
你并不完全。
But you are perfectly loved.
但是你是完全的被爱。
And perfectly fully enabled.
完全的被赋予能力的。
Secondly, don't live in the past.
第二就是不要要忘记背后。
Don't let Satan beat you up with past sins.
不要让撒旦用过去的罪恶来击打你。
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪已经被饶恕了。
You have new life in Christ.
你在基督里是有一个新生命的。
Finally, press on to what is ahead.
我们要向前。
Don't lose sight of the goal.
不要忘记我们的目标。
Our goal, the prize.
我们的目标就是一个奖赏。
Is eternal life in the presence of our Heavenly Father in our heavenly home.
就是在天家跟我们的天父永远的同在。
Heaven is real.
天堂是真的。
And that's where we're going.
而那是我们要去的地方。
Thanks be to God.
荣耀归于神。
Amen.
Amen.